May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Brothers and sisters, the text before us this day is from John chapter 8, beginning at verse 48. The Jews answered him, "Are we not right in saying that you are a Samaritan and have a demon?" Jesus answered, "I do not have a demon, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. Yet I do not seek my own glory. There is one who seeks it, and he is the judge. Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death." The Jews said to him, "Now we know that you have a demon. Abraham died, as did the prophets. Yet you say, if anyone keeps my word, he will never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham, who died, and the prophets who died? Who do you make yourself out to be?" Jesus answered, "If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say, 'He is our God.' But you have not known him. I know him. If I were to say that I do not know him, I would be a liar like you. But I do know him, and I keep his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced that he would see my day. He saw it and was glad." So the Jews said to him, "You are not yet 50 years old, and you've seen Abraham?" Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am." So they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple. Thus far our text. How many of you remember Jay Leno? Not that far back, he had a TV show, a collector of classic cars. And he had a segment on his show called Jaywalking, where he would go down out of the studio and onto the street with a microphone and interview people about various subjects. One day, he was checking the people's knowledge of the Bible. Fill in the blank. God said, "Let there be..." People said, "Peace." Comes close. You're right, it's light. "How many commandments are there?" One person said 12. "I'd like to know what the other two are." "Who were Cain and Abel?" Sons of Adam and Eve. Someone said they were friends of Jesus. "How many years ago was Jesus born?" Answers ranged from 400 years to 250 million years. "Who were Adam and Eve's children?" We just named them, right? Somebody said they didn't have any. "What are the first three words of the Bible?" Someone said table of contents. What did Jacob give Joseph that made his brothers jealous? Coat of many colors, right? Someone said it was a new car. If we were to ask who or what is God, some might say, "Oh, he's a higher power, the architect of the universe." Or maybe they would say, "God is nothing at all. He doesn't exist." And if we were to ask, "Who is Jesus Christ?" I can't even imagine the answers we'd get. Praise God that the answer to both questions is found in God's word. Today we praise our God, the Holy Trinity. We can't define God any more than ants could explain the world around them. But God reveals himself to us in the Bible, and I'm amazed at how God went to great lengths to explain who he is and what he has done in such detail. You will never find the term Trinity in the pages of Holy Scripture, but you will find the Trinity all over the place. The Father who creates, the Son who redeems, the Spirit who sanctifies. Not three gods, but one God in three persons. We begin our lives as God's children in the water of holy baptism, baptized into the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Just as the triune God created all things in the beginning, so he makes us new creations by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. Today we will be saying a portion of the Athanasian Creed. Back in the 4th century, a man named Arius began to teach that Jesus was not God. The Nicene Creed was written to combat this false teaching. A Christian theologian named Athanasius opposed Arius, and although he didn't write the Athanasian Creed, strangely enough, the creed bearing his name does sum up what Athanasius had to say about what the Bible teaches about the Trinity, and especially how the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are all three truly God. The debate about the identity of Jesus continues to this day. From liberal theologians who claim that the Bible is full of myths, that there were no miracles, that Jesus never rose from the dead, to those who would knock on your door or ring your doorbell to tell you that Jesus is not really fully God. We began this message with those two questions: who is God and who is Jesus? The answer again is provided in the words of sacred scripture. John 8:49-59, I just read that to you. This chapter begins, John 8, with the woman who is caught in adultery and dragged by the Pharisees and the scribes before Jesus to be judged. We know the story. The scribes and the Pharisees wanted to test Jesus. They wanted to put him on the spot. Should we stone this woman according to the law of Moses, or? We know our Lord's answer. Let he who is without sin cast the first stone. And you can hear the stones dropping to the ground. Later in the temple, Jesus declares, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And this begins a running battle between Jesus and the Pharisees and scribes. Jesus condemning their unbelief, the darkness in their hearts and lives. His enemies accusing Jesus of being a liar. The battle continues in our text. The claim made by our Lord's opponents is that they were the children of Abraham and therefore had an automatic in with God. This argument echoes in the hearts of many today. Oh, I'm a good person. I try to keep the commandments. I'm not evil like drug dealers or bank robbers. I go to church. I live a clean life. I line trim my lawn along the sidewalk. I. It's all about self and saving self, and we know that can't be true. The works of Abraham. If you were Abraham's children, you would be doing the works Abraham did. What works? When God showed Abraham the countless stars in the heaven, the grains of sand by the seashore, he promised him a childless man in his old age, descendants as numerous as the stars and the grains of sand. Despite all logic, we're told in Genesis 15, and Abraham believed the Lord, and he counted it to him as righteousness. Like us, Abraham was saved by faith, not because of who he was, but because of who God is, by God's grace in Jesus Christ. And Jesus turns the table on his critics. You are doing the works your father did, a direct reference to the devil, the father of all lies. If God were your father, you would love me. But they did not. Just the opposite. They wanted to kill Jesus. Murder and not faith was in their hearts. If anyone keeps my word. In the middle of this battle comes the wonderful promise from Jesus, truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death. Well, of course, they counter, well, everyone dies. Abraham, the prophets, you, me, everyone. Of course, we know that Jesus wasn't talking about physical death. He was talking about eternal and spiritual death, the death of the lost. Abraham, Jesus states, rejoiced that he would see my day. In Hebrews 11, we read that Abraham believed God's promise that through one of his descendants, and that descendant is Jesus Christ, all nations would be blessed, that is, saved by faith through him. And that brought that sharp rebuke. You're not even 50 years old. How can you have seen Abraham? I am sparks a statement so amazing, so awesome, so remarkable. Jesus said to them, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. They knew what Jesus was saying. They understood his words, and their minds blasphemed. So they, again, pick up stones. If the penalty for adultery is stoning, all the more blasphemy. They knew Jesus was claiming to be God. Exodus 3, Moses atop Mount Horeb, the mountain of God. God appears to Moses in the form of a burning bush. He commanded Moses to lead Israel out of captivity in Egypt. Moses, of course, tries to get out of it, and we can relate to that. And among his arguments is this, if I come to the people of Israel and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they ask me, what is his name? What shall I say to them? God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, say this to the people of Israel, I am has sent me to you. Before Abraham was, I am. This festival of the Holy Trinity, the Bible answers the question, who is God? We find the answer in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And that equally important question, who is Jesus? Of course, again, the Bible answers that question as well. He is the Son of God, true man, who lived, suffered, and died, and rose again, that you and I might have forgiveness and eternal life. It's a question we answer by the power of the Holy Spirit in our hearts, this all-important question. Eternal salvation depends on the answer. In faith, we cling to Jesus and confess, he is my Savior. I trust in him alone. Again, who is Jesus? He is my Savior. That's the answer. I love this quote from C.S. Lewis from his book, Mere Christianity. He writes, I'm trying here to prevent anyone from saying the really foolish thing that people often say about him. Oh, I'm ready to accept Jesus as a great moral teacher, but I don't accept his claim to be God. That is the one thing we must not say. A man who said the sort of things Jesus said would not be a great moral teacher. He would be either a lunatic on a level with a man who says he's a poached egg, or else he would be the devil of hell. You must make your choice. He continues to write, either this man was and is the Son of God, or else a madman or something worse. You can shut him up for a fool, you can spit on him and kill him as a demon, or you can fall at his feet and call him Lord and God. But let's not come with any patronizing nonsense about his being a great human teacher. He's not left that open to us. He never intended to. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Let's rise.